This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
And welcome back into the Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Happy Saturday to the East Coast, where Sean is hanging out, dealing with the that three-eye Atlas object is flying through the right part of space to take out Sean's internet. If you're not up to speed, we have this interstellar object just barreling through our solar system, right towards our sun, right towards our planet. And no one seems to be taking it seriously. Like I said, happy Saturday to the East Coast. And I was chit chatting with myself, Sean, a little bit there about interstellar objects. Happy Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you. Happy Saturday. Yeah, my internet's fine. VMix sucks. All right. Did you tee up the first game, Kramer?
I didn't. I was just talking about Three Eye Atlas, but now I'll go from interstellar objects to games being played at relatively high elevation, at least for this planet. Green Bay Packers, Denver Broncos. We're out beautiful Mile High, beautiful Colorado. I don't think we're going to get to see snow in this one, but the Packers are laying points on the road here. This was as high as 2.5. It's now 2 there at the Circa, 2.5 at the Green Book. Sean, this strikes me as a game where I don't quite understand why the Packers are laying the points here in a good environment. We talked about the Bears Packers look ahead spot for the Bears. It also exists for the Packers. So yeah, I mean, I can't look past the idea that this is a team laying points in Denver. Very good Denver Broncos team. Sean, where are you at? Still a believer?
Yeah. I mean, I had the Broncos to win the AFC West. I had Broncos number one seed. I have my Super Bowl predictions were Eagles versus Broncos, still very much alive. Broncos win the AFC. So I nothing's really changed for me.
All right, I think we lost Sean again. So, I mean, as someone who is adopting the believer lifestyle this week, I mean, to me, it's just about the Packers laying the points. I'm not one that believes in where the Packers kind of live in the power ratings. I understand it. I understand the EPA. I love a lot of the advanced numbers that I respect, like the Packers. I just don't think having them laying this number on the road for the Denver Broncos makes a lot of sense. So I would take the Broncos, certainly money line. I've heard a lot of people talk about how it's a great teaser leg. Certainly at 2, you're still getting that long value. And honestly, when it comes down to it, it's Jordan Love on the road against a defense that I believe could give him trouble. And he likes trouble. He walks into it. His great throws are just as dangerous as the ones that turn into interceptions. So while I think the Packers are a good squad, I think they have a bigger game on deck against the Bears next week. And I certainly like taking the points here with the Denver Broncos. Sean, are you back?
They cut me off mid-tout about how I was so right about this Broncos team. And yes, Bo Nix, would I have liked him to suck a little less? Sure. But this Broncos team, they play down to their competition when they're playing bad teams, but they also play up to their competition when they're playing good teams. And I just don't understand what warrants this Packers team to be a road favorite, a non-conference road favorite against a very good Broncos team. They're going to be a tough out here at home at elevation with a guy like Sertan that you can put on some of these Packers receivers. And yeah, I'm not completely buying into this Packers team yet. I think they're a little overrated. So yeah, give me the Broncos here as a live dog.
Yeah, and one last closing note. I think with the Tucker Kraft injury, you know, kind of wild card in that offense, who was going to take over the alpha role? It was Christian Watson. He steps in. He looks amazing now. Sertan, I think, could certainly take him away. We'll be interesting to see how the offense looks if that's what's happened. Next up. We were talking about Tyler Shuck. in the break. Saints, Panthers, Saints at home here, catching the short number. Again, we've seen some 2.5s. We've seen some 2s. Currently 2.5 minus 120. Could this get to 3? Panthers laying it. Panthers now in a very good spot with the division as they play the Bucs twice in the next two weeks. And the Bucs just lost to the Falcons. Sean, Saints, Panthers, which side of this NFC South matchup are you taking?
Yeah, give me Tyler Shuck and my fellow Shuck heads. Saints won me a nice chunk of change. Gave him out money line dog, and were part of my round robin on the tail of the tape there. So that was a nice cash there as big dogs against the Bucks. And I think this is another good spot for the Saints. Yeah, Tyler Shuck played well at Carolina, got the win. I expect him to play pretty decent here at home. And the Panthers, it's been what? You got to go back to 2021 last time the Panthers won and covered as a favorite. I think that streak continues here. And yeah, I kind of like the mojo I've seen out of the Saints team. They just strike me as that classic team that starts out bad. They get some momentum with a rookie quarterback. And I do think Tyler Shuck is live here for Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's 200-1 right now. He does have a couple wins under his belt, and he's at home against the Panthers. Very winnable game. Next week, they have at home against the Jets, a game they might be favored in, then at the Titans, at the Falcons. There's a decent chance that the Saints could win out. If they do that, I think he's definitely in consideration of a rookie of the year, especially considering.
Yeah. I mean, finishing Sean's point on the Tyler Shuck rookie of the year, I think, you know, honestly, I can make the argument because he's a quarterback. And at the end of the day, the quarterback's going to trump whatever else is going on. Now, maybe too much of the season has happened. Maybe there's been too much, you know, not credited to him that's already occurred. But, you know, kind of continuation point on this Panthers game. Panthers are one of the, he's already beaten the Panthers too. So there's an element of, you know, not fearing the demon or whatever you want to say. So, yeah, I mean, I could see the price. I mean, big price on a rookie of the year and it's a quarterback. I'm never going to say that's a bad bet. I just wonder if too much has already happened this year. But that being said, no one is taking the award. The NFL trying to keep my man Jackson Dart in jail. And then, you know, you look around the favorite T-Mac in Carolina, you know, for him to stay up there, he's going to have to maintain, you know, good games. He can't pull in a Mecca Ibuka and start to kind of fall down a little bit. So yeah, good luck to Sean and his Tyler Shuck. Big number again, always a big fan of big numbers, but not sure if there's enough time for him to get it done. Last game in the block, we got the Tennessee Titans heading to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Titans coming off a win on the road, first leg of the back-to-back road spot, somewhat startling now, but it gives us a great opportunity. Now we can go back to fading the Tennessee Titans off a win. They're catching 12.5 points here. 44 is the total. Certainly feels like a spot where the Niners are going to get right here. Coming off the bye, getting healthy. We mentioned earlier in the TD segment, Juszczyk is going to be back out there. They're going to have the components of the running game. The offensive line is as healthy as it's been all year. The receivers are as healthy. It's all really all about, you know, can the defense take a small step up? And I think when we've seen this defense struggle this year, it's been because the secondary is getting beat. They're playing a Tennessee team that just hasn't beaten anyone's secondary. So I think it's, for me, a safe proposition to say of all the big numbers this week, the team that I believe the most is capable of blowing out their opponent is led by Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, who have not been very good in the favorite position. I'm going to look past that. I'm going to look right at down the barrel of Tennessee coming off a win. And I'm going to say that in a back-to-back road spot here, they can't keep up with this San Francisco offense, who, again, lay in the 12. Put it in a teaser if you're worried about it. But I'm fine, completely fine, laying this up to 2 touchdowns. I think this turns into another ridiculous blowout here. Niners by a million. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, the just start by fading the Titans coming off a win. That's a horrible spot for them. They're on the road. 49ers, this defense, they even though they've been incredibly injured, this defense has figured out ways to win. So yeah, I think the defense is going to dominate Cam Ward. And again, just fading them coming off the win is all you really need to know. And then the 49ers offense, we talked about it earlier. I think Brian Robinson could have a good game against this Titans defense. And yeah, I would just be really surprised if we see this Titans offense show up at all. And on the defensive side, like Shedeur Sanders carved them up. He had four touchdowns. He looked very good. And now you're going to be supposed to shut down a much more dynamic 49ers offense. That to me is a huge ask. And I understand why the spread is that big, but this feels like a good time to keep fading the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and you know, big number, relatively low total. Maybe this is one where you just look to the San Francisco team total and don't get overly cute. But I'm completely fine laying the number. I have no problem doing it. It's the one big number that I'm just going to walk into. You mentioned Brian Robinson, two touchdowns earlier. I might end up playing a George Kittle, two touchdown as well. They're going to put up some points in this one.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you have to worry about with this Titans team is they've had a knack for random defensive and special teams touchdowns. And so certainly you're hoping that doesn't happen, because I struggle to see how this Titans offense is going to go on the road here, back to back road spot, and put up points. I still don't understand that Pollard game. Like, everything broke right for the Titans and they barely beat the Browns. I don't think they're going to be able to hang against the 49ers. Coming up, we got more NFL picks against the spread. You're watching the Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, Sean. Of course, you are in Saturday. I am in Friday. Work that out amongst yourself. Could be some time traveling situations going on here, Sean.
People love good time zone chatter.
Well, I mean, it's important. It's one of our favorite preseason things to talk about, which teams are going to cross the most time zone lines. Let's hop into it. We got some prime time games here. Not really with the first one. It's just America's game of the week. That's all in the late window. The Detroit Lions, the LA Rams. I believe this is game number three in the Goff versus McVay battle. It's a 1-1 in the matchup. Third game, like I said, Detroit here catching 5.5 points on the road. So this is actually up to 6 in some places, including the Circa. And I think, you know, certainly easy to look at this Rams team. Look how good they've played. MVP favorite in Matt Stafford. The offense has been rolling, although they are dealing with a banged up Devontae Adams. Meanwhile, Detroit secondary continues to lose pieces. Very easy to handicap this as a game that the Rams are going to have success moving the ball. But this is a kind of a desperation spot for the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell has been a bit of a motivator at times. And to be getting this type of number with this Lions team, it seems like the right place to be. Now, I do think the recipe here, this Rams-Detroit game is kind of shaping up like the Chiefs-Chargers game in my mind, in terms of maybe the dog side having some fleas, a little bit more public, the sharp side looking like the Rams and the Chiefs, but I'm going to fall for it again. And if I'm dealing with some fleas and maybe a little eczema afterwards, that's fine, because I like the Lions here. I like Dan Campbell in this desperation spot. And I kind of like fading the Rams and a team just in general that's at the complete top of the market. So I'm going to take the Lions plus the points. You know, I also think this is a very fun game. You know, I talked about how I have some fun some fun same game parlays coming up, but this is another game. I think there's going to be some scoring. So I did another fun two touchdown parlay here where I took Gibbs, I took Puka, two touchdowns each, and the dog wins the Lions. That's I believe right around 50-1 there. So fun way to play it. Sean, I was just explaining to everyone how and why I like the Detroit Lions catching all the points here and how maybe the Rams are turning into the sharp side. Numbers out to six. What do you like here?
Yeah, no, I'll take the Lions here. Maybe they end up being a public dog, but I like them with the extra rest there coming off the Thursday game. We mentioned it when we broke down Seattle that the Rams are looking ahead to that Thursday game against the Seahawks. And then I can't help but look at Dan Campbell as a dog, 18-4 ATS as a dog of 4 or more points. And just in general, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff as dogs. I certainly understand the concern. This Rams team is pretty good, but I guess I'd just be surprised if the Lions don't keep this a game. 5.5, 6 points, way too much to give a competent Lions offense, who I think they're going to have some plays against the secondary. I know missing Brian Branch could make things tough. Davante Adams is banged up there for the Rams. That could be kind of creating a interesting scenario if they don't have him out there offensively. But I think the Lions keep this a game. So Lions +5.5, +6 feels good to me.
Yeah, I think Goff goes the 2-1 in the matchup versus McVay. All right, Sunday Night Football. We already we've kind of danced around this one. A couple touchdown angles from the TD segment earlier. Minnesota Vikings head to Dallas to take on the Cowboys, where we have another one of these kind of in limbo spreads. 5.5 here for the Vikings. I mean, look, this is a spot where you have JJ McCarthy and this Vikings team coming off a thumping. They won 31-0. It's not something that they've been accustomed to or done all year. JJ looked good, but I don't know if we want to say he's completely fixed. Meanwhile, Dallas back home laying a big number. Normally I would say I'm a bit confused in this spot if it wasn't the Cowboys, but it is the Cowboys. I'm not going to start taking the Cowboys in week 15 of the 2025 season. So give me the Vikings plus the point. Sean, any intelligent reasons why the people should tail us and take the Vikings?
Yeah, I think, everyone was clowning on JJ McCarthy and rightly so. The 9 memes are pretty funny, except when they're doing blackface on Jalen Hurts. I think this is actually a good spot for JJ McCarthy to continue to grow. Like, you look at the teams he struggled against, they were all very good defenses. This Dallas Cowboys defense is not good. And I think the Vikings are going to have some opportunities to move the ball, put up some points against this Cowboys team, where I think kind of hit a wall there against the Lions. And we saw George Pickens start to sabotage the season there a little bit with his antics and not really giving 100%. CeeDee Lamb coming off a concussion. I don't think their offense is going to be 100%. So yeah, give me the Vikings and the points against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. And a little bonus play in this one. Love Mr. Rain Dakota Prescott to throw an interception. You can still find -125 out there. 7 interceptions over his last 6 games. Over the last 2 weeks, only
this is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll be right back.
apologies for that. Some sort of technical difficulties, but yeah, I mean, did we roll the clip? Okay. Yeah. Roll the clip. Cause the following Money Boys were giving us a good angle on why Miami's a play here.
Teams who played the Jets this year, the following week, they are 1-11 ATS. The only cover was week 11, the Browns +7.5 against the Ravens, and they lost by 7. The Dolphins beat up the Jets last week, and now they get Pittsburgh on Monday night. You bet Steelers early money line. Here at Circa, they're laying 3 minus 115. How weird is that?
That is the most bizarre stat of the year. It makes no sense.
And yeah, I'll follow real quick. Yeah, it's what's strange to me is how this number went to 3.5. I love that trend, by the way. But that it's come back into 3. People are betting the Dolphins right now. I don't quite understand it. Sean, what were you going to say?
Yeah, no, I think fading the Jets is always going to be a letdown because you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's so easy. We beat the Jets. And then, of course, you're going to let down when you play a higher team after the Jets. And we actually get a legit Tua weather game. We thought we were going to get a legit Tua weather game last week, and then the temperature got above 40 degrees in New York City. Not going to be the case Monday night against the Steelers. The game time kick looks to be like 18 degrees. So definitely the trends of Tua sub 40 is going to be in effect.
Yeah, not only that, it sounds like it could drop. It could have a feels like as low as 8 degrees, Sean. So I'm hopeful we can see a nice like 5-6 millimeter wetsuit slapped onto a nothing better than a wetsuit game.
Yeah, no, I mean, why? once you wear the wetsuit, we got to look at some advanced analytics because there's no way you wear that wetsuit and still get the win. It's just impossible. Once you concede to the elements, you're in trouble. And I can't help but remember Mike McDaniel wearing the I wish it was colder t-shirts and then getting destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Dolphins in cold weather. Sharps like the Dolphins. That's where we're at. Sharps like the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, in cold weather against Pittsburgh. Not for us. We're back on Tomlin. Lay the 3 points. Don't overthink it. Tua in a wetsuit. All right. When we get back, we will be jumping into an augmented tail of the tape. We'll talk about some fun round robins we like this weekend. Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
And welcome back into the Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. We unfortunately are not in the same room, so we can't have fun with the tape measure this week, but we thought, what better better reason to dust off some fun round robins? I even brought a bonus banger of the same game parlay. Talked about it a little bit on Money earlier. Sean, I'll let you lead off because, well, actually, you know what? Let me tout a little bit first. We did hit the tail of the tape last week. It did have a weird first half total in it. Got home all the way. Go ahead, Sean.
I said yes.
Yeah. So Rams -8. And for those who want to relive it with me, I did get a couple thank yous. It does seem like some people tail the tail of the tape. They enjoy the 7 inches, no matter the girth. Rams -8, Bengals +6, which that turned out to be a weird sweat. Didn't need to be. Jacksonville +2, and Seattle -7. Houston, Kansas City under 20.5. Really, the only sweat was the accidental sweat in the Bengals there. That was a nice 25 and change to one hit. As you mentioned earlier in the show, Sean, your round robin turned out profitable. What were the two legs that came home?
I had the New Orleans Saints on the money line, Jacksonville Jags on the money line. Those both hit. And then The third leg was the Bengals on the money line, which obviously didn't get home. But, man, that was brutal because they were up, they were driving, and then it just all unraveled after that ball slipped out of Burrow's hands.
Yeah, that, I mean, honestly, it was one of those situations where I don't even, I wasn't really factoring the Bengals felt like such a strong position. I wasn't really considering it as something that was going to, you know, completely fall apart. I thought the spread was like locked in the money line. It was like, all right, I know there's game to play, but this looks pretty strong right now. So what a tough one. That would have been a nice hit for you. If that comes all the way home, my goodness. And shout out to my Jags for no sweat on that one at all. All right. This week, like I said, I got a couple bonus bets to give out too in this segment, but I'll let you lead off. It's a fun money line round robin week because there's so many big juicy dogs. Who'd you end up going with it, Sean?
Yeah, I'm just going to play this straight. I don't know if I'm going to do the round robin because I think this is an all or nothing parlay for me. So I'm just going to play it three legs, parlay together. Give me the Arizona Cardinals on the money line. I think this is a sneaky spot in a dome where that Jacoby Brissett-Michael Wilson connection randomly comes home. I think it's a letdown spot potentially for the Texans after the big win against the Chiefs. And, yeah, I can see them. Everyone's talking about them making a run here in the AFC, and I do like their defense a lot. I understand why they're big favorites here, but I think Arizona could randomly trip them up. I love the return of Walter Nolan on the defensive line. I think that could make a nice little difference. Then what about the Detroit Lions? Detroit Lions as a dog, always a feisty spot. Dan Campbell, you know, is going to get those guys up. And then on the other side, the Rams have a massive look ahead to Seattle on Thursday night. Lions coming off extra rest. I like them live on the money line. And last but not least, the Denver Broncos at home. All this team does is win. All they got to do is beat the Green Bay Packers. They continue to win regardless of whether it looks pretty or not. I think that streak continues here at home for the Broncos. So Broncos money line, Lions money line, Cardinals money line, parlay those together, plus 34.25. Let's go.
I certainly love the Lions money line. And that's I did go the round robin route. But let's start there. I think you put the Lions in there again. It seems like we're paddling against the sharp stream here, but I like it. I like the idea of Goff getting another win against McVay. I'm also, instead of the Broncos, my shorter dog is going to be the Bengals. We just watched the game again, maybe a donkey play. It's a donkey week for me. I'm just on all the donkey positions. Give me Burrow. Give me this Bengals team. I love that everyone's doubting him now after that press conference. I can't stress to you enough. Please go watch it. Go watch how that press conference ends. It certainly will make you wonder why everyone's so down on this guy. And then the big leg. So again, Bengals money line, Lions money line, and then give me Kenny Pickett all the way revenge. The Eagles are broken, Sean. Apologies, not really. Plus 610 on the money line. You put all three of these together, it's over 50-1. Of course, I'll be playing the twos as well, just in case the Raiders don't get all the way home. But like I said, it started with Bengals and Lions. I added in the Raiders because it just needed a big leg to go with it. 50 plus 5089. If it gets all the way home, again, play the twos as well. Sean, which leg do you think fails me?
Well, obviously the Raiders aren't winning in winning, so there, start right there. I think you're smart to round robin these, Ryan, because if you play them as a straight parlay, it's not getting home. So at least you get the Cincy Detroit, which I do agree with those plays. Raiders money line, I do not agree with.
And then kind of building off that Bengals Lions angle, I was talking about it earlier, but I'll rehash. Basically, you know, Sean, we love to do the two touchdown reverse correlation to the other team's money line, especially when the dog. So this whole journey started with Mark Andrews, two touchdown Bengals money line. I decided why not add another two touchdowns? We always talk about the 2x4 on the show. And so I throw in Jamar Chase. That is a standalone SGP sitting at 50-1, or I'm sorry, 80-1. Then I say I love the Lions as well. What's the other side of that? Two touchdowns. Well, Devontae Adams is banged up. I think it's a Puka Nacua two touchdown game. He's been due for some touchdown regression. And then throw in Jahmyr Gibbs, because of course Dan Campbell's been using the crap out of him with the Lions money line. That's a standalone 50-1 banger. And Sean, when you put those two together, if you were looking for some big opportunities this weekend, you put those two together and you're calling, I think what we've called Colin International. We've had a couple other nicknames for it. I don't know if it's safe to talk about live on the air, but +388,700, $100 wager will pay almost $400,000. Best of luck to everyone. I plan on taking this moonshot. Certainly going to be a fun trip to the craps table next week if we hit it.
Hell yeah. So on top of that, Ryan, I will take, I kind of like where your head was at, but I'm going to zag a little bit. I'll add in Isaiah Likely, two touchdowns, Bengals money line. I think he is the guy. He keeps getting close. He keeps getting these almost touchdowns. Isaiah Likely, as you know, Bengals horrible against the receiving tight end. I've tried to play this a couple times. I've gotten close. But Isaiah Likely, two touchdowns, and Bengals win the game. That's 53-1. So I'm going to add that to my parlay card here as well.
I feel like you could also put like a Isaiah Likely alt number in there as well with the way this it's one of these things where it's just been so automatic. They've been so it's like they don't game plan for it. They don't listen to any of the people talking about it. It is what it is. And it is pretty remarkable how some of these teams, like the Bengals are a team that has organizationally decided to not guard the tight end over like a 5-year sample. It's been a blessing.
It really has been.
But yeah, I mean, I even think if you wanted to get cute with your angle, you know, whether it's Andrews or Likely, you could even probably just go one touchdown each. I know the Likely is around 250. The Andrews is at 150. Put those together, put that with the Bengals money line. Certainly a fun way to play it all the way around. Any other fun bets you want to throw out there here in our augmented tail of the tape?
One more fun one. So I gave out, if you listen to the Sports Gambling Podcast, which I recommend everyone does, you heard that I gave out Justin Herbert two touchdowns. That's a trading around 100-1, maybe even 125-1 I just saw. But if you take Justin Herbert two touchdowns and the Chiefs -5.5, which I like both those bets, that pays 414-1. So that's my truly dialing international. Herbert, two touchdowns, KC -5.5, 414-1.
There's nothing better than a tiny bit of reverse correlation mixed with an insanely large payout. I love it. Good luck to you. If Herbert scores two touchdowns and they don't cover this number, I'll be impressed. This will be a nice payout for you.
Thank you. So you're saying it's a long shot?
I'm saying it's a nice long shot, though. It's a single game long shot.
14-1.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's worth, as they say, worth a couple slices of pizza. All right. We've done it. We've made it to the end. After the break, our best bets. Teaser alert. I have a lot of them. Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back into the Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Final segment, best bets. I mentioned I had a lot of them. Sean, I'll let you lead off. It was, by the way, good. I haven't said it enough, but happy Saturday again. But I'll let you lead off here. What are you liking this weekend? I'm guessing mostly in the NFL.
mostly in the NFL, although I will start by giving out Army plus 6.5 as a best bet. Love them in a revenge spot. This game always, it's closer more times than it isn't. 6.5 points is a ton to give away to this Army team, who this is their Super Bowl. They're going to be so up for this game. Not that Navy isn't, but 6.5 points is just a lot. And I think Army's going to bring the defense. May have gotten cut off, but Tyler Shuck, Offensive Rookie of the Year, he's already done a decent job here filling in. I think it's a wide-open Offensive Rookie of the Year class. He's 2-3 right now as a starter. If you look at the Saints' schedule, they're at home against the Panthers. I like him in that spot to win. They're at home against the Jets, a very winnable game. They're at the Titans, very winnable game. And then their last game is at the Falcons, also what I believe is a potential winnable game. If Tyler Shuck finishes the season at 6-3 as a starter, considering how weak this Offensive Rookie of the Year class is, 200-1 feels like a fun sprinkle there. For my NFL sides, give me the Chicago Bears laying the 7.5. I think Shador ultimately turns it over, has a bit of a down game in the tough spot on the road against this Bears defense in horrific, brutal conditions as far as the cold. And also, speaking of the cold, Tua, the streak of under 40 degrees and not winning continues. Give me the Steelers laying the 3 at home Monday night against the Dolphins. Also, I am taking the bait here. Give me the Detroit Lions catching 6 points against the Rams. Always love Dan Campbell and the Rams as a dog here. They're going to get up for this game, extra rest. They should have a good chance to keep this a close game. And the Denver Broncos at home catching 2.5 points. I just don't think the Broncos should be an underdog in this situation. I don't think the Packers warrant being non-conference road favorites. And last but not least, a little sprinkle on the Arizona Cardinals, plus 410 on the money line. I'm only playing this as a money line because I just think there's a chance they catch this Texans team sleeping after a victory against the Chiefs. They're back at home. I think this is, this Cardinals team, they don't really quit. They're not amazing, but they don't quit. Plus 410 on the money line, way too much. Give me the Cardinals.
All right. The more that we've talked about this Cardinals game, the more that perhaps I will have to figure out a fun way to maybe get some positions on the money line. The floor of this Texans offense, I think, still is pretty low. All right, you cleared out. I think you emptied the clip. I'm with you on the Army game, although I'm going to isolate the total. We'll call it playing it safer, but I'm going to take the under. Just system play. I know it's not automatic like it once was, but I'll happily take it past the key number of 38. Of course, I'm also going to lock in the Texas A&M laying the 3 points. It's a great number. Like I said, it's probably my favorite play of the first round matchups. I think this very well could turn into a bit of a blowout. We're going to see some coaching snafus from Miami. And Texas A&M, Elko, too much time to prepare for Carson Beck. Off to the NFL, where I've had some good weeks when I've given out seven sides. I'm giving out seven sides again. Big dogs, Raiders plus the 12.5. Again, a lot of Eagles fans have told me it feels a lot like that Arizona Cardinals game from 2023, where the Eagles were 11.5 point favorites. Lost the game outright, 35-31. I'm also taking those Cardinals plus the 9.5. Everything Sean said, I don't have a ton of belief in that offense still. I know they've been playing better. Nico Collins, Jaden Higgins, they look great. I just think a flat spot looming. Plus, with the way that the Cardinals have been playing offense, backdoor is always live. Give me the Bengals plus the 2.5. Just watch this game. Feels like we're doing a little rinse and repeat, simple handicap, sometimes the right handicap, and you take the 2.5, you don't lay it, Sean. I'm also doing that with the Saints, where same kind of angle. We watched this game pretty recently. Tyler Shuck already has a win over the Panthers, running it back. And if you're a teaser, if you're the teaser type, those 2.5, 2 point spreads, they work really nicely in a teaser. Also like the Bears laying the 7.5, and hell, throw that one in a teaser too, if you like it. I'm with Sean on the Lions. I think Goff gets win number 2 against McVay. And didn't have this. This would have been a late add to the window if we were in Vegas, because I would have eventually been like, what are you doing? You're not going to bet against Tua in the cold weather, wearing the silly wetsuit. What's wrong with you? Give me Arthur Smith. Give me Mike Tomlin. Steelers -3. The money line round robin, just rehashing it from last segment. Bengals, Raiders, Lions, all of them come through. Sean claims the Raiders won't, but if all of them do come through, it's going to pay out +5089, over 50-1. Some props for you. Trevor Lawrence not to throw an interception. Zero turnover worthy plays over the last 2 weeks, and they're playing the Jets, who have not gotten an interception all year. -125, -125 still available out there. We talked about George Kittle earlier with the Titans and the Niners game. I like him to go over here. I think he's going to be the alpha target in the offense in this game plan. It's going to be George Kittle. It's going to be the run game. And hopefully for CJ's sake, Ricky Pearsall gets involved as well. I like the Mark Andrews anytime touchdown. I'll probably end up being on likely too with Sean there, but Andrews anytime is +152. Is +1,000. Give me Dak to throw a pick, like I mentioned earlier in the Sunday night game. He's had 7 in his last 6 games. It's only -122 actually right now. Also like Jacoby Brissett over the 37.5 pass attempts. For all the reasons, I mean, they've been over this number. He's been over this number 5 straight games, but I think it's very likely that they could be chasing a little bit. And I think Sean's money line scenario most likely comes with a good Jacoby Brissett performance, because they have not been able to run the ball at all over 37.5 pass attempts. Again, 5 straight gone over that number. I'll give you a fun ladder bet. It's Ja'Marr Chase. Again, donkey plays up and down the board. He's had 2 200 yard games against the Ravens in his career. For him to have 200 plus yards in this game, Sean, 32-1. Kenny Pickett gets in the end zone. Anytime touchdown +1,000. Devin Neal, 2 touchdowns from the TD segment, 14-1. The defensive touchdown round robin for this week, all 3 hit. I'm telling you right now, pays +513, +50, 513-1. Jacksonville going against Brady Cook. Seattle going against Phillip Rivers, and the Saints going against Bryce Young. Those all 3. I'm playing them singles, so 6-1 for the Seahawks and the Jags, 950 for the Saints. And then, of course, I'm playing them twos, and I'm playing them all the way with the threes. That concludes my best bets. Sean, anything you'd like to add after hearing my very long list?
Yeah, also give me Texas A&M -3. Want to get ahead of what I expect to be them closing as a bigger favorite. So, yeah, add Texas A&M -3 to my card.
All right, done and done. Get your day tomorrow started with the VEASAN College Football Tailgate with our guy, Tim Murray, sharp at 6 a.m. on the West Coast, 9 a.m. East. Always fun when you bump into Tim on the way out of the circus as he's walking in. And then the College Football Tailgate Show, followed by Live Bet Saturday at noon, and then Ready, Set, Bet at 6 p.m. Shout out to Colby Dant, the College Experience, CJ Sullivan, Bottom Line Bombs. Thank them for coming on, giving out some fun bets tonight. Sean, what do you have planned for the rest of your trip back east?
Yeah, doing some Christmas stuff, visiting some family, watching the Eagles dominate your Las Vegas Raiders, Ryan. Already got the wings pre-fried and ready to go for Sunday. So looking forward to a great football slate. And, yeah, going to be knock on wood, Eagles get the win and the cover. And, yeah, cash some of these sweet bets.
I unfortunately may have lost the football watching partner this weekend, as Justin Decker seems to have fallen in love with the Colts fans of Los Angeles and wants to enjoy a Phillip Rivers performance with them around true believers. I'll be watching football by myself, but we'll be back for the pregame show on our podcast channel, and we'll be back next week. VEASAN Live, we'll be back in Vegas, Sean. We'll have to play some craps, get the mojo back. Great show by you, great show by me. Thank you, CJ Sullivan. Thank you, Colby Dant. We'll see everyone next week. For Sean, for our winning bets, I'm Ryan Real Money Kramer. Let it ride.